Blog Talk Radio.
Jazzes me up. I love it. Come on with me, guys. Take that magic carpet ride with us today on this show. Hi, everyone. If you don't know where you are, well, you should. Take a look off your carpet. Take a look at the street sign. It says Bonnie Albers on air. You are with the best, the most wonderful, and the most intuitive, and informative radio show out there. So again, I want to say hello. We've got so much to cover, and you know, I have my fabulous co-host on today, but before I introduce him to you, I've got some things I want to tell you, and one of them is the holidays are coming, and wait till you hear what's going on during the holidays in our sky, which you know has a very big pull on reality. So please welcome, I just adore him, right from over the pond, and I'm sure he took that carpet ride pretty quick to get here, Jerry Humphreys. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
Hi. You know, that song just flips me over the moon. And speaking of the moon, Jerry, I think you and I had this discussion. I want everyone to know what's going on tonight. So tonight, guys, is a full lunar eclipse, one that is going to last, I think it's 6 hours, which hasn't been done in centuries. Centuries, guys. So look it up. It's tonight over the eastern sky, you know, here. So wherever you are in the world, take a look and see what you've got going on and what time it is for you. But for everybody that lives in the United States, it's Eastern time coming from, is it 11 to 6? But take a look. At the best time to see this is between 2:30, 3:30, and 4:30 in the morning. It's the bewitching hour, Jerry, and you know what happens then. So do you know about this?
No, not until you told me. No, I didn't know until you told me.
That is just crazy. You know, somebody told me, and usually I know, but, you know, it's about the full moon, Jerry, and you know full moons are about hidden things. The moon is about things that are hidden. And just think, in centuries, all the things that have been hidden, and it's going to all come out after tonight. So is that, like, cool or what?
To me, a full moon also helps to bring about closures. If anything needs to be finished, full moons represent endings.
That. Oh, gosh, everyone, this is big endings coming. But, you know, Jared, endings, you know, with endings come new beginnings, right?
True.
So hopefully if something in your life is ending, it was meant to end, and it leaves a space for all this new ideas, love, finance, anything to come into your life, whatever that full moon brings to light and dumps on you, you know. But also, Jerry, I want to tell you that we have five planets. Either four or five. You know, sometimes my brain, you know, with numbers, is I love them, but anybody out there that can give this to us, there's going to be five planets aligned, which, again, is very rare. It's Mars, the god of war, Venus, the god of love, war, love, Venus. There are two or three other planets. I think I have a feeling Saturn's in there somewhere. Oh, Jupiter. Jupiter, that's the most benevolent planet we have. And it brings big things. So this is going to go on the month of December, which you know is all the holidays. So if anybody's interested, please look it up, because this is major stuff going on, which then will trickle down to us. Did you hear that, Jared?
Again, this is the planetary side of things and astrology. It's something that goes a little bit over my head, I'm afraid. I'll leave that to the professionals.
It is over your head and over mine, too. Anyway, and over everybody's. So if there's anybody out there listening and you want to make a comment, please, when I pick you up, let me know. And if you are aware of this and you do have ideas, please just let us know. Jerry, before we get into everything, and oh my gosh, we've got so much to get into, and so many people I need to thank right now, but I wanted to tell you the holidays are coming. Are you prepared for like Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year, Thanksgiving, thanks something, all the holidays?
Holidays for me this year will be slightly different. I won't go into details, but it'll be slightly different this year. So I know that they're approaching rapidly, but at the same time, I feel that we all still need to be very aware that there is something else lurking out there that we still need to be very aware of. Hopefully, everybody will be able to enjoy the holiday season as it's meant to be enjoyed.
I know. It's a two-edged sword for some people. I always look at the other edge and throw it away, but because family is always included. Family, meaning friends, family, your family, you know, and animals. So they're all family. And some people, it's very hard to go through the holidays. We've had deaths, we've had births, we've had family angst, and we've had joy. So it's really a double-edged sword for a lot of people, depending on who you ask. But one thing, if you're going to ask me, and then we're going to get into our cards, I just thought this year what I'd like to do is share with everyone like a wish list for if you're looking to buy gifts for people. Because what I have picked up is that this year is pretty special. There's lots of people that look to give gifts, and that might not happen this year, you know, with all the cargo shortages and money shortages and violence and all that kind of stuff. But what they're saying is, and I wanted to give you my list that I think is or feel it's a great idea, just for fodder and food for thought if you have to give gifts. And I'm going to do this until the holidays. But, you know, two things I'm obsessed with, Jerry, and then I'll ask you. One is it's called Cocoa Bombs, and they're chocolates filled with little marshmallows and hot chocolate. You put it in milk, and it's a big bomb. You put it in, and it explodes in the cup, and it is so delicious, and it becomes hot chocolate. So look for the Cocoa Bombs. They're not expensive, depending on what chocolate you get. And they're like the biggest rage of this year. And I don't know anyone when it gets cold or even hot that doesn't like hot cocoa. The other, for people who don't like hot cocoa, I'm obsessed with another thing. And it's called Tea Pigs. It's the licorice mint Tea Pigs. Oh, my gosh. It's all natural. It's the best tea you've ever tasted. And I've already turned a few people on to them, but you can order them. You can get them in Whole Foods. You can order them from Amazon. And they aren't, you know, you can order a lot or a little. And they are so good for the holidays. And people just adore them. And if they haven't tasted them, they'll be obsessed. So those are my two so far. And I will give you some more because I am obsessed. I'm obsessed with different things this year. And it's all going to be about giving something that means something to make them happy. I don't know people who try cocoa who don't smile, who love cocoa. People who love tea, this is the best, except if you're over in the UK and think yours is better. But I am going to give you some ideas for gifts that one don't cost a lot and break the bank, and two are just sought after here. So, Jared, do you have anything to add to that list? I mean, you're a guy, so I don't really think so, but, you know, you never know. Oh,
well, I'm on a slightly different tack this year, so I would like everybody to spare a thought for those that either don't celebrate Christmas or can't, either through ill health, through being homeless, out of work, or whatever. So I would like everybody to consider making a small donation to one of their favorite charities, whether it's animal or human.
I love that. That's the third one. But I want to sneak something in there above that one, Sarah. I forgot. And that is I'm obsessed with my incense that I light for the show. And I'm going to read it to you because every time I light this, and I haven't done this in a long time, spirit comes right to me. It's like I get these tingles, and I have to tell them that, hey, you need to go through my spirit guides. But this has now happened 3 times since I've used it. And it's made by Hem, H-E-M. It's called White Sage Incense Sticks. I think I paid $1, maybe $2 for these. So anybody who sees these in a store, it's by Hem, White Sage Incense. And on one side, it says White Sage. Yeah, insects about it. They're probably bringing the old ancient beetle to get me. And the other one is Sabio Blanco. They're both the same. One is on one side. It's like it's really funny because it's a 8-sided box and it's really cheap. But I have never had incense that brings spirit here in love and light than this incense. So there you've got 4 gifts, everyone, that I hope inspires you to do something or give something in case you don't have a clue. So, Jer, we're going to start with your animal card. What's our animals for today?
I was giving this some thought because I was having a look at what people might need to be focusing on for either the rest of this month or possibly even the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So I've actually just asked my guides which medicine animal they feel is appropriate. And they've actually brought me through the dog, which is about loyalty. And loyalty can be looked at in 2 different ways. Either is there something or someone, and includes yourself, that perhaps you need to be a little bit more loyal to, or conversely, has it got to a point where you're giving loyalty out either to something or someone that is actually not being appreciated or being misused? So is it time to perhaps withdraw that loyalty and focus again more on yourself and the direction that you feel you need to be going in or the things you want to achieve? And connected with that would be the snake, the good old snake, which is about transmutation, transmuting a negative into something positive. That's the basic energy of a snake. But it also signifies growth, because as a snake grows, it sheds its skin, becomes a bigger snake and a better snake. And snakes are obviously very much use their senses, particularly their sense of taste, in order to sense what's around them, what's good and what's not. So we've got transmutation and loyalty to be focused on with the full moon around. Is there anything on that side of it that you need to bring to a close? And this will cleanse things out before the end of the year. So those are 2 medicine animals for today.
You know what's really crazy, Jer? And then I'm going to answer Healer Medium in chat. But what's really crazy is never, and always are 2 words are not in my vocabulary because it always comes to bite me. But I pulled 2 flower cards and you had 2 animals. Is that like nuts?
Well, synchronicities, you see, synchronicities.
Yes, and I love it. Mile, are you, so what would you say about the 2 cards that you pulled and how do they relate?
I just did, didn't I?
Well, I guess I was too excited that you pulled 2 cards and so did I, that I just, you know, I just, it totally overtook me here. You know, because once you say snake, I want to call up and die. So the good news is, like, I think to myself sometimes, snakes, are you kidding? Snakes are like snakes, I just can't even think of, and yet it has a great meaning. So, you know, that's duality to me. You know, when I think of snakes, I want to cringe and throw up. But yet the message of snakes is transformation, which is great. So I just guess it got threw me for a loop, Jer, when you said that.
Okay.
Now, I pulled two flower cards. And what's interesting is I have a saying, and I'm going to give you the saying before I actually read the card. But I always say, or I say to myself, if you live in the past, you have no future. I use that with a lot of people and in my readings. But I do feel that you have to look at the past for some things. And this card just came up. This is the first card that I pulled, and it's for the show. And it says, past life healing. Forget me not. Aren't we just talking about this, Jer? This situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past, and you bring healing into the present. So I love this card, and I do believe that everything we see is related to something in our past, and that we might be here on Earth, which is, you know, Earth school, to help heal that. So I love, and I, you know me, I'm obsessed with past lives. So past life healing, and who better to do that, Jerry, with than you? You know, we didn't say in the beginning what you do, but we'll get to that after my card. But this is really cool. Get in touch with your past lives. See what you're bringing forward into this one and many other ones, I'm sure. And see if you can, you know, if you can try healing some of the hurt, the pain, you know, from there, so you can bring a different outcome into the now. And the next card I pulled was the orchid. And it is, I love orchids. And the, well, I probably shouldn't ask this, but I feel your partner loved orchids too, Jerry. It says, reach for the stars. You deserve only the best, and this all should focus your, and this is all you should focus your attention on, which is exactly what the show is going to be about, and that is manifesting. So reach for the stars, guys. Look at the Sagittarius. The Sagittarius is on half on the ground and half reaching for those stars with his bow and arrow. And I love that because we are going into the Sagittarius season. And if I have anything that I'd love to convey to everybody is don't settle, reach for the stars. Whether you make it there this lifetime or you create something different, reach for the stars. Don't be afraid because the universe will provide what you need. And if it isn't meant to be in this lifetime, something will appear that while you're reaching for the stars is just as good. So those are the two cards I know that somebody in the audience needs to hear, if not everybody. And Jerry, our show today, and I want you to bring the topic up because you love this topic, is about manifestation and manifesting, especially for the holidays.
We're actually looking more at manifesting for the new year because the rest of this year will probably just do its own thing, so to speak. So this is a great period to be planning, planning what you want to manifest for 2022, which, incidentally, it's a 6-year, it's the year of snake energy.
Hello.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
Ah!
More snakes.
Ah!
More snakes.
Oh, my God.
So what is it you want? What is it you really, really want to manifest? Now, obviously, for the past 2 years-ish, we've all been somewhat restricted with the pandemic. So everything has slowed down. But with the 6 year ahead of us and hopefully a brighter energy ahead, as I said, it's a great time to start to manifest. Well, this is where, and I know that a lot of people listening will already be aware of the law of attraction or how to tap into it, but this is where a concentrated effort of imagining or visualizing whatever it is you want to manifest can become a reality. Now, you have to bear in mind that obviously we need to look at your birth date what you're wanting to manifest, so I can perhaps give you a little bit more insight as to the best period or the best month or 2 months for you when you can really concentrate or expect this, whatever it is you're looking for, to come about. But to give you some idea, January is a bit of a materialistic month, so anything earthly would be good to focus on, but not until the second period of January, in other words, the second half of the month. February will be more of a creative month. It'll also focus on relationships. March, we then tip back into earthly things, but particularly work, promotions, new jobs, etc. Possibly even planning a relocation, but that comes more around in April. So these are the sort of things that I can look at if, when you come through, when Bonnie picks you up. If there is something particular that you want to manifest, I need your date of birth, and then I can point out for you as to when you could expect this to happen. But also bear in mind that with manifestation, it also means taking an action. So what are you going to be doing to help to bring whatever it is you're looking for about? Obviously, we don't expect things just to fall into our laps. So it takes some sort of, as I said, either visualization or imagination, and then possibly even an action. And again, we can look at what is the best action to take. So there is quite a big, and I feel extensive, period coming through, particularly in the first 6 or 7 months of next year, when the energy just globally will really start to pick up again, and things that we've had to put on hold should really start to come to fruition. So onwards and upwards, I say.
I love that, Jerry. You are just such a mystic. I just love you. I don't know why that word came to me, but I have to tell you that, you know, we always do a prediction show. It's just 8 years, or how many years that we've started it, or I don't even remember. But that just gave me some great insight into the new year, and I love that for everyone. I love the word manifestation. I love that you're going to let everybody know what's good months for them. Manifestation to me and putting your best foot forward is something that I always believe in. I believe that if you put the good thoughts and what you want in front of you, the law of attraction, like you said, will bring it to you if it was meant that way. I just can't imagine living without it. I feel some people get disappointed when you say that, because they say, well, I didn't get that big castle that I had on my vision board, but yet you got a castle because your family is very happy where they are. And sometimes you can create that castle. It doesn't have to be the exact one on your vision board, but in some way it will. So I love when I don't do a vision board, because I have so many visions that I think I'd be disappointed. But I do definitely manifest. And Jerry, you're the perfect one to talk about manifesting, and you have a wealth corner, and your wealth corner works very well for you. And that's about manifesting, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I will always go to my wealth corner at least once a day, if not twice. And I always believe and trust that whenever I need that extra reading to come in, or extra Reiki to come in, or something is necessary, that the universe will provide. But I have to make sure that I honor the wealth corner, because that's what it's there for. And it's only got a few, you know, it's only got a few coins there, but it represents money coming into the house. And it's also, in relative to where it is, very close to the front door. So that also helps to bring money in.
I
always
that.
Honor the wealth corner at least once, if not twice a day.
I love that. You're a fabulous manifester, Jerry. I just absolutely adore when I hear that. I am going to start picking people up, if that's okay. Everyone, I'm going to tell you how to reach Jerry, but we're going to do it at the end of the show and the middle of the show. So after I pick up a few people, Jerry's going to tell you exactly what he does, how to find him. And I'm so – the other – well, now I gave you four things to get for your holiday season that you can give someone or yourself. And the fifth one that probably should be the first is I always give either Reiki, healing, reading, past lives. I love giving Jerry as a gift, and anyone on the show, you can pick whoever, but they're great gifts. They last a lifetime because you can tape them, you know, the person you give it to. And everyone that I do give that to, it changes their life. So now I've given you five or six good things. And what? How many did I say? I'd give you 10. So by the end of the show, you'll have 10 gift ideas to manifest or create for your friends or family should you need something. But I am ready, Jerry, to pick up this caller. And before I do, I want to thank her. It is 519. You know who I'm talking about. She uses the hashtag or the tag in my chat room as Healer Medium. She has really made my day. She loves the show, and it's interesting because when I was talking about the incense, she had just lit the same incense, only in frankincense and myrrh. What's funny is the only two I own is the white sage and the frankincense and myrrh, and I couldn't decide which one to light. I light the white sage for the show, but on the days I don't, I light my frankincense and myrrh. So, honey, you're on the same wavelength. I promised I'd pick you up first, and I'm going to. Jerry, she just loves the show. She's so happy we're back. And what she has written in chat has touched my heart. So she is coming on first. Hi, Healer. You are now on the show. Hi.
Hi there. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you for your I'm going to hand you to Jerry right away. But I'm so happy you love this show. I probably miss it more than you all because I just miss it. But I love my show. So when you say that, hey, you miss stuff and you miss me and you miss the show and you miss my guests, it just warms my heart, and I want to thank you.
Oh, I went into deep dives. I'm like, where's Bonnie? I haven't heard Bonnie. Where'd she go? I was honestly, and this is sad, but I checked obituaries. I'm like, but there is another Bonnie Albers who passed, but she wasn't in Florida. So I'm like, okay, maybe she'll come back.
So you know what happened? I don't know if anybody you knew, and I'm sure they did, but my husband needed, for the last 2 years, he has not been able to do really well ambulating, and it's because he had a back issue, a congenital back issue. So I had to take him to work. I had to drive. I had to keep up with my nursing, you know, CEUs. I had to make sure my kids, which are now adults, which Jerry, I'll cringe when I call them kids, but young adults. And then he had had surgery last year, and I was constantly, almost didn't make it through. So now everything is coming back my way, girl. And hopefully the shows will be back too on a more consistent, level. And thank you for sharing about your frankincense and myrrh. That is so funny, isn't it?
It is funny. And the funny thing is I've been trying to do physical precipitation, and I can get the incense because I've got a green light in my meditation room. I can, if I concentrate on it, I can get it to make shapes and come toward me, and it speaks to me, the smoke. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Try it.
Okay. I need to ask you more about yourself, but I'm going to hand you to Jerry. I know that there are things you want to know, but what did you fit? Did you not light white sage by him, or you do?
I have white sage, but I usually only use that when I'm doing cleansing. So,
Well, you know, I need to use it for the show because can you imagine how many things I got in the house? By the time I'm done the show, I can't breathe. So I do use it. But when I use it for the show, I'm asking them, all spirits to come, you know, to give messages, to give them to my spirit guides and bring it in that way. That way I'm not hit with every, you know, you could probably, I've had, you know, issues sometimes. So that's how I work, and I love it. But I got to hear about what you're doing. But Jerry, what do you think of that?
Nothing ever ceases to amaze me, but I'm always amazed by everything.
Well, good, because you're going to amaze Jerry. So what do you, you know, you are so talented yourself. What would you, please add something here or tell us what you want to know, because we all use each other. Well, you know, I always ask Jerry, cry to Jerry on his shoulder, what are you doing? So what would you like to know or tell the audience?
Well, I'm very much looking forward to your prediction show, because the energy in North America, I know, Jerry, you're in the UK, but I feel like it's the same. I've got friends all over the world, and we're all going through the same thing of just there being so much separation and people not realizing that we are all one. We're all in this together. It's like some people have become very self-righteous over what they believe to be the truth, although what is true? Nobody knows what's true. It's what resonates in your soul. It's not what's being told to you. It's not what other people are saying. It's what resonates with you. And if something doesn't resonate with me, it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It just means it's not true for me. And people don't seem to understand. They just think that they have to have an opinion, which is all it is. And it's I vacillate between anger, sadness. And all I want to feel is joy. Joy is what I want to manifest, Jerry.
But that's very wide, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, that's
manifest
what I was
joy
say.
In,
you
what,
gotta kinda,
in what,
you
in what
narrow
direction
it down
that?
Here.
That's my issue, is because I am so grateful for everything that I have. It's hard for me to say I want this, because I don't want to lose what I have, but I do feel like I'm being complacent at the moment.
Oh, I see what she's doing.
This
Jared.
Is going to
Go
sound
ahead.
Really odd, but I'm going to give okay. I'm going to give it out anyway, because whilst she was speaking, I had this. Have you guys in the States? You must know of a vegetable called cabbage.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love cabbage. So go ahead.
I've just mm-hmm, had the strong smell of cooking wafted under my nose. And as I was trying to focus on it, all I could see was a pan on the stove, and it was boiling cabbage. Mm. And I'm thinking, why on earth are you showing me this? It's not something I'm particularly fond of, I must admit.
Yeah,
yeah,
it smells bad.
So I want you, though, to cast your mind back, and maybe going back either one or two generations, Jennifer, mm-hmm. of a lady who around this time of year, whether it's because you guys are coming up towards your Thanksgiving, who would, for some reason, be boiling cabbage on the stove?
My grandmother used to cook cabbage quite a bit with a ham. So she'd do a boiling ham and cabbage. It's delicious.
Does your grandmother also have any connections with a farm or some sort of small holding? Or is this
somebody
else?
They lived on a farm, yeah.
I have your grandmother here in that case, because
okay.
She's connecting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about showing odd things, Spirit. Okay, that's okay. Right. There is no need for you to concern yourself about losing anything, because you won't. In fact, what they're saying is you've always got away with the barest minimum. You know, it's just like, I'll only have half a portion of that, or I only want a small amount of that. So you've never gone overboard, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that your grandmother is saying, there's one thing that you haven't had that you have missed out on. What would that be?
Probably love.
That's what she's told me. Okay. That's what you should be focusing on manifesting for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
okay.
something that you really feel would really be icing on the cake for you. Right, so next question. What is your date of birth? Please, if you don't mind letting the whole world know when you were born.
April 3rd, do you need the year?
Just a second. Yes, please, the year.
1970.
Okay.
She's a youngin'. Oh, my gosh.
Your life path number is a 5, and so this is very much shouting out that you are the teacher, you're the enabler, you're the facilitator, you...
My life path is a 6.
No, I work another way, lovey. I work with Native American energy, which is different.
Okay.
So I'm seeing you as the teacher, facilitator, somebody who likes to pass the wisdom and knowledge on to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So
yes,
next
absolutely.
Year for you, you're in... next year, we're in a 6-year... You're on a 1 path next year. Ah, the 1 path is about emotional freedom. It's the eagle. The eagle, being the bird of spirit, says it's time to stretch your emotional wings and fly. It's
mm-hmm.
also time for you to give yourself permission to have that freedom. The past has held you back for far too long, and you've
mm-hmm.
never trusted that you'd be able to find that emotional connection with somebody going forwards. Well, I tell you what, next year is your year. And for you, that, as I said earlier at the top of Bonnie's show, February being the month where relationships can take on a completely different and more meaningful energy about them, I would look at one of your power months as being February. So if you want to find the love of your life and the love in your life, all you have to do now is to say to the universe, I'm ready because I've given myself permission to move forward. Does that make sense?
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Jerry. That means so much to me. And thank you, Grandma. And thank you, Bonnie.
Cool. You're welcome.
Oh, we're not done with you yet, Jennifer. We're not done with you, honey. You might think so, but we're not. What else, Jer?
Okay, the 1 path for next year, just if I quickly look at earthly things, is also about enhancing how much you are going to be showing others how they too can achieve what you've achieved. The other word I want to put into your energy sphere or your aura is peace.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Spirit is saying to me that this is another message you're going to be transmitting, not just on certain months of next year, but possibly even throughout the year. It's also an earthly time where I actually see you going through, are you quite a stickler when it comes to financial matters and accounts? Because it's like I see you going, okay. That'll never change because that's part of who you are. But I also feel there's a lot more freedom within that side of your life as well. So if there's been any restrictions or bottlenecks, expect those to lift off as well. So looks like it could be a fairly good year all round, but with the emphasis on the emotional side, because I feel that's the fulfillment that's just going to help everything else to flow.
Lovely. Thank you.
All right.
Bonnie?
One is, I love your aura. I can feel it. It's very...
Bonnie, I think you're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Yeah, Bonnie, you're cutting out badly. We can't hear anything you're saying, unfortunately. Your audio is...
Can you hear me better now?
No. It sounds all...
You did that really well.
Can you hear me?
No, it's really bad, Bonnie. No. It's still...
And I'm going to see if hanging up and restarting...
Okay. Right. So she's going to hang up. Okay. Jennifer, looking at what you do and how you work, would you say that you're naturally mediumistic?
I wouldn't. Well, yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
So
I've been to that Arthur Findlay College over there.
Brilliant place. Fabulous reputation. Absolutely love it. Lovely energy about it. When you're in your meditation room and having a quiet time, do you also have background music playing? I'm hearing music.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm hearing
music. But I do like music a lot.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I was just hearing some very quiet music in the background, but it felt like
can you
like
hear me?
Yes,
can
we can
you hear me
you.
Now?
You're back again.
Yep.
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Just to close off,
to
that, what I'm hearing, Jennifer, is some sort of call or almost like a Gregorian chant being in the background somewhere. So I'll leave that with you. It'll have some sort of meaning somewhere.
Thank you.
Well, Jen, darling, I know you're Jennifer, but I'm feeling like I know you.
That's okay.
So anyway, what I want to tell you is that it's so interesting because I feel your essence or your aura, and it's real mystical. When I feel mystical, it means I see smoke. And when I see the smoke, it's kind of like the song that I sang and I put it on a magic carpet ride. So that means to me, I know you've got some witchy ways, babe. And I don't love when I use that word because people don't understand what it means. It means probably in a past or a future or now, you might use teas, herbs, and crystals of the earth. So, you know, I always feel like when I look at that mystic, it's that you were pretty mystical either now or in a past life. And you are deep, deep, deep thinker in the metaphysical realm. So when I look at the card I pulled, I began past life healing. Is the forget-me-not. You know, I said the situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past and you bring healing into the present. And that's what they kept showing me and bringing me to about love for you. So, and then you heard me in the beginning say, if you live in the past, you have no future. I tell that to my kids. So you need some healing, you know, where that goes. And 2022, like Jerry said, is going to be your year, but you need to clear out. And I'm sure you can do it, or you can, you know, there's Jerry, but you can do it. You need to clear out what's happened to you in the past regarding the hurts that you've had, and you need to bring into the future and the present healing enough that you can, that when you do manifest, you know, your partner, a new love, a new relationship, a new something, that you're not bringing that past hurt into it. So, and then the next card was Reach for the Stars. And when I heard you say that, you know, you love everything and you're afraid that if you asked for anything, you don't want to lose what you have, that would assume that you, to me, and assuming you know that word, that you don't feel worthy of having it because otherwise you wouldn't lose it. So unlike me, who's the opposite, I think everything or I feel everything I have is I deserve and probably don't. But with you, you have the opposite. It's like guilty pleasure. You're guilty that you love what you have. And if you ask for anything more, you're going to lose it. It's going to be taken away because of what? Maybe that's part of your past life healing. But you should always reach for the stars. And you are worth and you have earned everything that you do. And you, like Jerry said, if I could hear him because it was pretty wonky on my end, that you won't lose anything. And I never felt you would. But the problem I see is that you don't, which is that guilty pleasure. So it's like this. Yeah. If you see a box of candy and there's six and you say, oh, I'm only going to take one because if I take any more, I might not ever be able to have that candy again. No, take that six. It was left there for you. Enjoy it, save it, give it, whatever. But I see what the problem is in some of what you think. And you got to change that a little because you are not going to lose one thing that you have, and you are only going to add to your toolbox. Does that make sense?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it does. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Now, I would like you to email me. So you need to put in the email box your healer medium name when it says subject. And my email is balbers, A-L-B-E-R-S, my name, 714@AOL.com. Use it wisely, girlfriend.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it.
Have a great holiday, and know that your grandma, oh my, she was a little tough bird, wasn't she?
She was very tough, yes.
Yeah. Oh, she was a tough bird because she's showing me that. When she's stirring that ham and or whatever she has in there, she's looking. I could see her face, and it's okay because she had to be. That was the generation.
She did. She had to be. Yep, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, have a great day. Know that we love
you. Love
you
both.
And oh, my goodness. My God, Jennifer, what you said, well, you see what I did. You created a great day for all of us.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Jer?
Yes, Bonnie.
Jer? What a wonderful reading you gave to her. Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful reading you gave to her. Oh, I mean, that in itself was a present.
I'm
you know?
Glad that, you know, my guide brought through who's needed. The images that seem to be coming through now are just sometimes, as I said, quite weird. Why would I see a pan of boiling cabbage?
Oh my gosh, it was perfect.
Cabbage
I saw the
I
grandma.
Can't stand.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love it, but I saw the grandma. I'm kind of, it first was weird because I saw a big cauldron, a black cauldron, with why I said I feel the mystic. And then you brought through the cabbage and I saw what went right to the stove. So it was really crazy. And I just am so glad and grateful that you could do that for someone. I mean, I don't know anybody that wouldn't want, especially this time of the year, to hear from ones that passed, even for validation, for inspiration and clarity. I do want to tell you that Crystal Bowles says hello. And Crystal Bowles, we love you.
Hi, Crystal Bowles. We'll be chatting tomorrow.
Crystal, you know we love when we see you. And yeah, it's a manifesting season. So I am going to pick up the next caller. But Jerry, before we do that, please tell everybody what you actually do and you do it for a living. And if you create more than about 25 things you do, I'm gonna take you off the air because I'll be too jealous. So go ahead and tell everybody how to get a hold of you and what you do. I'm jealous.
Right. I'm a psychic medium, animal communicator, Reiki master, teacher, person-centered counselor, and professional hypnotherapist, amongst a few other bits and pieces. As Bonnie said, don't go into any more. My website is generally the best place to find me, which is senseofknowing.co.uk. If you go, it gives you all the information about what I do. If you want to book anything, if you want to book a reading or book a reading for somebody as a gift or whatever, please go to the contact page and use the form to check my availability first. Readings can be done in all different formats. I can use Skype, Messenger, Zoom, email, telephone, you name it, we can accommodate you. You'll also find me on social media or the usual outlets, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc., and of course Google Business. So anything and everything that is needed is generally though via my website.
Yes, and I can attest to everything he does. So that, I hope if you like the show, you know that I only bring the best through. So I, please, you know, we all do this for a living. Jerry being like, oh my gosh, he blows everyone out of the water. His classes are unbelievable. I just sent 951. I'm picking you up in a minute, second, but I sent a couple people to him. One is my girlfriend whose birthday is today. Her name is Diana, and she celebrates her birthday. Oh, she's a powerhouse. So, Diana, happy birthday when you listen. I sent her to take classes. She, I know, is a medium, but people don't realize. And she could tell you things about people who say that you wouldn't even know. Everybody should be taking these classes. It just gives them validation. It shows them how to really connect to spirit and to their spirituality. Jerry has classes. I'm not his, you know, not his infomercial, but if anybody is interested, man, I can name you a lot of people who have taken his classes that are, oh my gosh, they are way out there doing whatever they have to do, whether it's for themselves or others. But they are so connected, it's crazy. So if you feel like you want to take beginning classes, or he'll put you in one that he has, even for the gifted, because we all take his classes, everybody I know, because we all need refreshers. We all want to know something different. And so he has many classes going on, amongst the Reiki and healing that he does that I needed so desperately. But we won't go into that. Anyway, I love you, Jerry. And you know I'm so jealous of everything you do. But, you know, Spirit, I don't know, Spirit brought you to me for a reason. And I'm hoping that I'm bringing you to everybody in the world for the same. So here we go. 951, you are on with the Masters. I don't want to say I'm a mistress because I'm not, but master assumes that I'm a guy. But I'm going to say the masters anyway. Hi.
Hi, Florey, Nathaniel.
Ah, Nathaniel, how have you been?
Very good. How are you?
Well, I am doing fabulous because I'm on the show. So I know you have a question. I can feel it. And I know probably you want to hear from Spirit. I'm going to hand you to Jerry since he's on a roll here. Are you picking up anything, Jerry?
Not straight away, I have to say.
Okay. Nathaniel, what do you want to know from us today?
I'm just looking to see what Spirit's saying. Any aspect you can come in with, a career, move, love life, anything?
Well, tell Jerry your birthday.
May 1st, 57.
You're my year.
Okay. What I keep hearing, Nathaniel, is selling yourself short. What is it about yourself that you either feel you sold yourself short on, or that you have aspired to achieve but feel, again, that you've only second or third place rather than first place? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm also getting old ties. Now, again, this could be, and a lot of this is interesting because, as Bonnie was saying at the top of the show, we are getting into this very long eclipse and full moon, which, as I was saying, is, to me, represents endings. And as I was saying earlier on as well, Nathaniel, this is a great time to look at how you're going to manifest the things in next year's cycle, as in how can you plan for it. What my guide is saying is, that you really need, or you would benefit from having some emotional healing of some description.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they want to, they can't erase the memories for you, but what they can do is to erase the negative energies that might have been around you in either a past current relationship or possibly even something from a past life. You're year past next year is very much about stability across the board. Although you don't really hit the ground running until May, and I know that sounds a long way off, but I can't overemphasize what you could be capable of bringing in, particularly once the ties have been cut, to bring about the balance and the restoration of your self-esteem, because apparently that's lacking. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for a lot of people, we often say, well, focus on the things that you need. For you, I want you to also focus on the things you don't need. So when you said about work and love, that's very broad. That's a broad canvas. Be more specific. What is it you want from work? What is it you want from love? You don't have to tell me either of those two things at the moment. But also within yourself, say, well, what is it I don't want? You know? So you can then start to erase the negative influences that I feel has still been lingering around you, which have shaped the things that have been happening with you even despite the pandemic, over the past 2, 3, maybe even up to 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me to go through sort of just quickly month by month, but I'll only look at the first 3 or 4 months. January for you is a month of balance. The balance, though, doesn't really seem to manifest itself until after the 15th of the month. Then you start to feel like you are getting you back into some sort of balance. The energy which is still there is still crying out emotional healing, so you might want to look at how you can achieve that or where you would go to have that done. February, you are full of ideas, but you are full of ideas that are creative ideas. In other words, you're using your creative energies to bring these things in, or you're going to use your creative talents within a work scenario. Now, my guide is also saying to me, something that is very individualistic for you can manifest next year. But you have all the tools that you're going to need. All you need to do is to decide which tools you want to use, if that makes sense. Financially, things are definitely improving over the beginning of February into the latter part of the month and into March. And it's also a time when you can expect possibly the resurfacing of somebody you haven't spoken to for a while in the latter period of February or early March. Whether that is to put final closure to a connection with somebody or whether it's to resurrect it will be your choice. But emotionally, there's stability and fulfillment coming through into the month of March and then into April. April, you're feeling just like, can things get any better than they are now? Well, the answer is yes, they can, because you then have a huge month of May, and May is a month for you where you just go, tick that box, tick that box, tick, and you're just going through, just feeling like, you know, I said, life can't get any better.
I love that.
In order to then, but what I'd like to do at some point maybe is to, if you wanted to have just a one-to-one reading with me at any time, and you can do this via email, then I can look at the other part of the year for you. So, but I hope the bits that Spirit have brought through give you some idea of what's ahead.
Great. Is that complimentary, or is that your prices?
Sorry, I
didn't understand.
Nathaniel, I'm not. We don't talk that on the show because it's just not something we do. So why don't you email him? Just email. Go to his website and email him and ask. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. And listen, you know the thing that's coming to me really quickly, and you know, you're metaphysical too, is that in order to get this great new year that Jerry's looking at for you in these months is you've got to put the effort in. So you know that because you are metaphysical. And that's probably what he wants to do, email you. And the thing is that the one thing about I can tell you manifestation, which is just a word we're throwing out, is that unless you are active about it, if somebody can say to you, like Jerry can say to you, oh, this is going to be great in the month of February, but you have to put the energies forward to do that. So make sure that everything, and go back and listen to the show, because you know everyone who's been on and anybody who's gone on, and if you want to hear what we've talked about, all you have to do is go into archives and listen. But put the effort there, Nathaniel, because you're a great guy, and you're really a good metaphysician. So put the effort, because it sounds like it's going to be a better year for you.
Great. Yeah, I'm looking for a new job now, so I'm unemployed. So not sure.
I feel like Jerry said to you that it's going to be something unique to you that you're going to find. Right, Jerry? Or did you say that? I mean, that's what I felt. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And do you know what month that was? I for him to relook at.
February.
Okay. All right, Nathaniel, you've got it. So listen to the show back again and email Jerry. Okay.
Swell. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and I hope you're feeling okay. Because I'm picking up some. You're not feeling okay.
I hurt my knee about a week ago. It's getting a lot better, but I'm really kind of emotionally down to, kind of wondering where I'm going to work or live. It seems to be kind of frustrating where I'm living now. But,
You have to put the effort out, honey. You have to put the effort out, and it's worth it because this coming year is when you're going to manifest all of that, but you got to do the work.
Well, thanks, Bonnie. Okay. You're the best.
Oh, I wish. Okay, thank you, and have a great day. Call us back and email Jerry, please. He might have some insight for you.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Nathaniel. I just adore him. He does birthdays, Jerry. It's really crazy. He knows every day. Well, he does just not birthdays, but if you tell him and you give him a date of what happened on January 8th, he will tell you everything about that date. He's crazy talented. He just can't get the right blend here. So I hope that comes to him. And when you're emotionally not there, meaning, you need some emotional, and I know you're listening, Nathaniel, but maybe you need some emotional cleansing. And I can't think of anybody better than Jerry, number five, give it as a gift. So I am going to 415. Did I call 415? You are on with the Masters, the Maestros of Meta. Hi.
Hi. This is Catherine from Washington State.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
Good.
Are you happy? Are you manifesting?
It's
going to
snow, actually. We're going to get...
can you send me some?
Yeah. To Florida, it'll get there just fine.
I love it. I would love it. I'm trying to get up to my girlfriend who's coming to me to get some warmth. But I want to go to North Carolina in January, and I hope it snows. Anyway, what are you manifesting for the new year?
Well, I have an interesting thing first that happened this morning. Right when I when a spirit is visiting me, I get a smell a lot, and I know different smells for different people. And this morning I walked in, but it usually happens where I am. It usually comes to me where I'm sitting. But this morning I walked into the kitchen and it was just whoosh, so strong, like two dozen cookies had just come out of the oven.
Oh, my God. Did you eat
beautiful.
Them? Because, I mean, even you don't have to get the calories. You can eat them anyway.
Right. I smelled very deeply.
Oh,
and usually
my gosh.
It's a grandmother. I was wondering if, Gary, or you pick up on any message that is attached to that.
I'm handing you to Jerry. Jerry, go for it, bud.
I don't feel it's anything specific. I feel this is just to get your attention. Because I also feel that initially it's because it's time for you to expand this further.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting that stronger. You know what I mean? Like, that hasn't happened before when I'm walking into a room. So that's what I kind of was thinking, like, oh, this is different. This is a different level.
You know,
okay.
Go ahead.
Hang on just a sec, Bonnie. This is what I mean. Are the smells anything specific? Because clairaudience, which is what you're describing, is one of the five, what we call one of the five players. And I'm sure you're aware of
that. Yes, I have.
Okay. So what other ones do you work with?
I work with definitely knowing. Is that clairsentience? I always, some things are very clear that I know about. And the dreams, I'm trying to definitely get more messages through my dreams by writing them down in the morning and kind of being still every morning before I wake up to keep the dream.
So are these messages that you say are just for your awareness?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Do the messages that come through, are they just for you, or are they meant for others?
Oh, well, it's just little things. Like, I usually will, like, see a magazine article or see something in the news, and I'll go, oh, that would be good information for so-and-so. And then I'll text them, and they'll freak out, and they'll go, I was just talking about that with my husband, you know, so I pass on messages to people.
Okay. Because to me, this is something that needs to be ramped up now. I'm not sure how often or regular or how much you put into this or whatever, but I feel
mm-hmm.
that what Spirit is saying to you now is that it's time for you to plan for next year, how you're going to speed this up, and how you're going to then keep or how much more you can expand the network or who is, you know, this is making sense. They want you to start to grow with this now and use it a lot more often. There are a lot more people out there that can benefit from your messages. At the moment, it's like you're just doing it out of the goodness of your heart. Time to make a change and see how you can take that to another level. Hence why it's suddenly gone into another room. I know that may sound a bit like, what's he on about? Well, normally you said that usually you've had the smell, the sensation of smell when you've been in one particular room. Well, now it's time to move on. So they've taken you to another room and they've said, look, it's not just in one place, it's in another room. And we'll go back to something we last said on Bonnie's last show. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are many rooms. So it's not just one room you're supposed to operating in. It's many. So you've got to look at how you're going to bring that about for next year.
Ooh. For sure.
Oh, my gosh. I love that, Jerry. I mean, I'm in awe. First of all, I got to tell you, I can't say this more, and I wish everybody could take your classes, but, you know, you work with all levels. She'd be perfect for one of, and I know I sound like an infomercial, but it's on donation only. So, I mean, how do you beat that? And you'll work with other mediums and psychics and intuitives that are developing all kinds of stuff. So if I were you and you were me, and I do it anyway, you should get a hold of Jerry and just talk to him about getting into a class, because I know he's got a couple new coming.
I need to slow you down. Just slow you down a minute there, Bonnie, because what I also need to say is, it depends on whether or not this is something that you want. You know, you obviously have that gift to tap into. The first thing is, do you know where this information is being channeled from? Who is your, in quotes, spirit guardian or gatekeeper, whatever label you want to put to them? Do you know where this is coming from? Is this something that you really want to do? Because I tell you what, when you open the floodgates are open, and that's it. I mean, it's just like whoosh. You know, it's all going to kick off. So you just need to have a look at, is this something that I really want? Am I happy at the level at which I'm doing it now? This may be exactly what I'm happy doing. That's entirely up to you. But you have got until the end of the year, at least, probably, and into the new year. In fact, you're another February person, that you won't really assess this fully or plan what to do with it until at least February of 2022.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And before that, I want a daily job. Like, I haven't been working, and I want to manifest before the end of the year a job that, and you know, like you said, it's not hanging out my shingles saying I'm a psychic, call me. But I want a job.
I don't think any of us
helps
do that.
People. some do it full time, but I do want a job now that I could still use my gift to help people, and without maybe, and then by February I know definitely the more of the details of.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is that there is something coming that will come through for you before the end of this year. However, it's what I call a day-to-day bread and butter job. It's something that's going to bring some extra money in to put food on the table, etc. The work that what I would call your real work will probably not start to take shape until that month of next year that I already mentioned. But just, can you just give me your date of birth, please?
Sure. It's 9/22/67.
Another youngin.
Okay. Interestingly enough, your year next year relates to the hawk, which is about foresight, foreseeing. Yeah. Here we go. This links with the spiritual psychic stuff, being able to see things even further and with more clarity than you already have done. The number two, again, relates to the second month of the year, which, as I've already said, is February. So that's the big time of reevaluation and reassessment. So things will tick over until February for you, and that's when you'll have your light bulb moment.
I love that.
Great. Yeah, that's a short time away, the way that months are flying by. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And you can always sign up if you choose at the beginning of the year. But I have to tell you, I pulled a card for you, which I don't always do, but Spirit told me to pull a card for you. And it's the baby's breath, which I happen to love. And I would like to take this card, but it's for you. It says magnify your intentions, as Jerry was telling you about your gift. It says choose a specific goal to work toward. Your energy is spread out among too many ideas. Please bring your focus back to the key intentions and let your angels help. So I hope that gives you some insight on what you need to do.
Yeah, if you guys have any further guidance about that, I do have 4 or 5 ideas of my day job.
Yeah.
And that maybe that's keeping me from just picking one. some people say there's no wrong choices. Just start one.
No, there isn't. Spirit's never wrong if you know who you're talking to, where it's coming from. But as far as day jobs, there's plenty of people who have day jobs that also do spirit work. So when you need a day job, you keep your day job to give you the bread on your table and pay the rent or whatever, the mortgage, and you can work into your spiritual essence with no problem. So maybe that's what it's saying. Out of the four or five, you need to kind of focus in on what you really want to do, maybe, and just do it until you decide on whatever else you want to do. So,
I don't want to do the job I did the past 7 years. I was in a big city and a lot of high-pressure jobs. I moved to a smaller city, and it's just my resume will not reflect what I've done. I mean, my resume doesn't reflect what I want to do now. So I guess it's the fear.
Oh, yeah. You know, Jer, are you seeing anything on this one? Jer? Are you seeing anything on this one? Because what I'm picking up is, I'm watching a resume that I'm looking at, and take whatever you were doing and reword it to what you want to do. Because they're showing me you can do that, but you haven't.
Okay.
So let's say, you've got it. Okay, I'm glad. Take what you did and reword it in your new career, because it can be reworked. It's just your wording. Okay, I am going to move to the next person.
Okay,
so
thank
hope
you
that
very much.
You
thank
have
you
gotten.
Time.
You're welcome, and good luck, and have a great holiday.
Okay,
Jer.
Yeah.
We are going to. I can't forget where I am. It's 1417. You are on with the Maestros of Meta. Hi, I love that Maestros of Meta. Hi.
That's actually kind of a cool name, Maestros.
I know, Maestros of Meta. First of all, I and Jerry both love music, right? And Meta is metaphysical. Mm-hmm. The Maestros of Meta. I think if I can remember that, or feel if I can remember that, that would be... Jerry, can you write that down, please?
I would have had something to write with, but I haven't, so no.
Okay. So anybody listening...
I think you'll remember.
So
say it enough times.
I don't know. I'm going to ask the healer medium and crystal bowls out there. Can you just remember it and either text it to me or just if you're on the show, the next time we're on the show, please tell me. Okay, so how can we help you and what are you manifesting for next year?
Anything you can tell me. I really was trying to focus in on my son and daughter-in-law. Actually, really the grandbaby. I guess they're trying to get a divorce, but I'm really kind of concerned about the grandbaby and what's going to happen there. So whatever you can tell me about the future is great.
Jer, can you give me your name, please, again? Linda?
Linda.
Mm-hmm. Linda. Okay, can you give me your birth date?
Sure. June 3rd, 69.
You're another youngie. Okay, June 3rd, so 6 and 3 is 9. Okay, so let me tell you something, what I heard, and it's really weird for me to tell you this because it just came right to me, and it has been coming to me for different people, and it's a song that my dad used to sing to me, and then I'll explain it. But the song says, Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future is ours to see, but I reworked the song. It says, is not ours to see. But I, of course, changed the words. Okay, sarah, sarah. When I hear that, it means the person that I am singing it to is so concerned that they're not able to see brighter side of what's going on. And that's because they're concerned about only the side that they're focused on. So to me, it means you've got to relax a little bit about this situation. That are they looking at a divorce?
It's been put in place. They're going to try
okay,
to talk, but I still kind of iffy.
I hear, and I don't want to bring bad news, and so I'm going to leave it as I heard divorce is imminent, meaning that it's something that I feel is going to happen. It doesn't mean when. But what I want to tell you is, and this is why this song came to me, is that this might be the best thing, actually, and the concern you're having would stop that best thing from being able to happen. So if you think about it, or you feel, if you think about
it.
So if you're worried about the grandkids. Okay, so if you're worried about the grandkids, because that's what I'm hearing, then what you have to do is focus on the good for the grandkids. So if you can't, you can't get quagmired down in the emotions. You only can sit and be calm and be happy that looking at it will be the best and for the best of everyone involved. And that's what should be put forward, because I don't feel, when I hear that song, it makes me feel happy, like you need to calm down. And that's what, when I hear it, that's what happens with me. So que sera, sera, whatever will be, is what you need to focus on, because when the when you feel the worst can happen, and I don't mean about the divorce because that happens a lot, but for these kids, actually that is going to be smoothed over, and you are going to see that in the future. Does that make sense to you?
It does. At least right now, I see if she goes the direction she's going, she's hanging around not so nice people, and I just worry about the grandchild.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you that you have the problem for you is that it's something you can't control. But what you can control is how you feel about it. And when you put out worry and upsetment, then you're putting that into the universe rather than, hey, you know, I'm gonna level out here, and the fallout, whatever the fallout is, I will work with. And that's what I feel is going to be the best indicator for you, because I do see what you're seeing. I'm going to ask Jerry to tap in there, please.
Okay.
Linda.
Yes.
I agree with what Bonnie was saying, because obviously, as she quite rightly said, unfortunately, the bit that you can't control is the bit that you're most concerned about. However, there's one thing for you to bear in mind, which I hope will help, which is next year for you is such a powerful 12 months. It only comes around maybe once every 8 or 9 years. You will have the ability to turn anything negative to something positive. So if you're worried about someone's welfare, whatever, you can turn this around, but the universe, you need to tap into the universal energy to get this sorted out. You're dealing with one very, very stubborn person in all this, and one not quite so stubborn. But your natural human worry has been heard. The universe has said, we've heard. Anything and everything that needs to be done for the welfare of your grandchild will be in place. I also have to say that I feel that the mum, if she's mixing with, as you said, some not very pleasant people, then unfortunately she might have a bit of a tough life lesson coming in. And I feel with her that could be any time between now and March of next year. but it's something that will give her a wake-up call. But your prime concern, as you said, is the welfare of your grandchild. The universe is going to make sure that that is not a worry.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. Now, what I know that's going on here, is there a chance that maybe I could take custody of the child or just my son and us?
I have a feeling that that is not going to be likely on your timeline. I feel, though, that you'll be supporting your son with this.
Yes.
So you might become an unpaid nanny or babysitter when needed.
Yeah.
I don't feel, though, that it would go to that extent, mainly because I also feel that your son needs that responsibility.
Yes, I love her to death, so I would do anything for her and to live a regular, happy life, honestly.
So I hear what you're saying, but as I said, Marvin, this is where you just remember that Spirit has said, we've heard your plea and your anger. It will be taken care of. It will be taken care of, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to sing this song once again, and then go ahead. Because they keep at me singing this song. Go ahead.
Let it be. is there a timeline that you see certain things happening?
I think you gave it to her, Jer. I feel you did. Didn't you say by March of next year?
As I said, it's sometime between, excuse me, between
well,
now
March
and the month of
her.
March next year and March for her. The thing with this is that there is no time because it'll happen when it's needed to happen. Does that make sense? And this is the frustrating bit for you, I know. It'll happen when it's meant to happen because that'll be the best time for it to happen for everybody concerned. It will happen.
Yeah. I know,
rest assured, Linda, that you know it's going to, happen. It will happen.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm
hearing
happen.
This song. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. The future's not yours to see. Que sera, sera. So what it's saying is there is no timeline yet. The timeline will be, it's not for you to see right now. So, unfortunately,
right.
That's what my song means to me. I hate it, but that's what it does. I hate when I hear that because I know I can see the future, but it doesn't let me tell you that. But anyway, I want you to have a happy and wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate. Just know that whatever you put out is going to come. So maybe you need to put out some extra happy joy in order for the things that aren't going to cause a lot of people happy joy this year in your family, actually it will, it will trickle down and give them some joy, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll just keep that in mind to kind of stay level with everything.
Yes,
so.
Please. Just remember the song or listen to the show again. Okay?
Yes. I appreciate it, guys.
Holiday.
You guys take care.
You're welcome.
You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And hey, put your boots on. Okay. Jer, I would just love those boots. So, in fact, my boots are coming because I bought them in North Carolina, and I can't wear them in Florida, but she's bringing them to me anyway. 203, you are on with the Maestros of Meta. Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi. How are you today? And who am I? Who are we speaking to?
I'm Michelle, calling
Hi,
from
Michelle.
Georgia. Hi, I haven't called in for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, although I'm new here. And that's the thing, I'm trying to meet people, and I don't know, I haven't dated anybody in a while, but I would really like to meet somebody to date, and I was wondering if you saw anybody in my future, because my daughter's out of the house now, and I don't know, I'm kind of alone.
And you're going to get your boogie on. Oh, my gosh. You are going to get your boogie on. Okay. What's your birth date? And I'm going to hand you right over to Jerry because he's good at that.
11,
so go ahead.
Okay. 11/29/56.
Oh, you got a birthday coming up.
Two master numbers. Just bear with me a second. Bonnie, you start because I need just to do some...
Okay, well, I'm going to start by singing you happy birthday.
My head.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Happy
ouch.
Happy okay, Jared, go for it. You asked me
thank
to keep
you.
Her
that's
occupied. I did. You're welcome.
Now, half the people
I never know.
Half the people listening to the show have now gone into rehab. But never mind. We'll get them back.
Hey, I'm Lady Gaga and too darn bad.
Oh, it's too darn awful. Isn't that too darn bad?
No. Fabulous. I'll be on the voice.
Right, Michelle,
you are.
Go ahead.
You are.
Thank you.
Right. That's totally thrown me. I tell you, whenever Bonnie sings, I have to go and hide in the closet. Right. okay.
Wait till his
you
birthday,
have,
Michelle.
You have a very strong timeline opening up next year, funnily enough, for emotional change. You're another person that's in a power year next year. It's a year of new beginnings. It's a year of turning things around in your personal life to bring back the bit of the puzzle that has been missing for some time. Now, as we always say, Michelle, this requires you to take an action. So what action do you feel you can take at the start of a new year that transmits your energy out to say, here I am, world, come and get me. Or here I am, a person who's not in my life at the moment, come and get me. You know, you've got to decide what one small step, it's like, I'm going to sound like I've just landed on the moon. One small step for man, but one giant leap for Michelle's love life.
Maybe she's going to meet an astronaut.
You've got 2 strong months ahead. Where I feel relationships or a relationship can really start to blossom. The first one is, again, we're going back to February seems to be a big month for people next year. For you, it's definitely a month of, I've got more than one person that I can be dating, but which one's really making my heart resonate and ring? By the month of June, I actually see you being settled with somebody who I also feel is not geographically that far away from you, but somebody who, if you saw them down at the supermarket or in the store, you might not give a second look to. But actually, it's their aura and their personality and energy that really sings a lot to you and you very quickly connect with. But the first thing you've got to decide is, how am I going to take that first step?
And I can give you a clue.
Go on, then. Don't sing.
Oh, my gosh. This is easy. Everyone, and I'm talking everyone. I can name you, maybe not everyone, because, we're still, I haven't talked to everybody in the world, but you need to be on a dating site. I'm not going to tell you Bumble, because that's where everybody meets them, but... you got to look age appropriate, so I'm not quite sure. Are you over 50?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to do, I think there's one that everybody uses. Now, Bumble, my friend met somebody and she was 74, the love of her life, same birthday as her.
Yeah.
She can use Bumble. Mm-hmm. The other one would be, I would do 2. They're free, and I would absolutely put that energy out into the universe and you are going to meet somebody and that's how you're going to meet them. You are going to put out some vibration that will pull this person in. I mean, even if you met him at work or wherever, it's because you put it out on the social, in these dating sites. I am a big advocate for them I can tell you how to do and don't. You never want to meet somebody just somewhere intimate. You want to have a cup of coffee with them at Starbucks, at any of your favorite, you know, watering hole coffees, not drinks. And then you want to meet. It costs $2. And if you see that you have great conversation, you can accept another date. But I am telling you, this is how you're going to meet them. There you go.
Okay. I'm on a dating site now, but, you know, just don't ever meet anybody that appeals to me. So.
Okay. So, what dating site are you on? Are you on Match.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No.
Come on.
But you'd think they'd be more serious because they're paying for it.
No. I said that it would be free. These two ones I told you are free. Bumble or the one that's over, it's called
Silver
Singles or
Singles,
whatever.
Yeah,
they're free.
Exactly.
Whatever's free, that's what I'm seeing. There's a reason for that. And I can tell you, because I can't use the whole show to do this, but everyone that has gotten married, and I've got a list of them from young to old, have met theirs on a free service, and definitely not the one that you chose. So I don't mean it meanly, but it's just not working. And I really believe that there. And the other thing is that bothers me of what you said is nobody that appeals to you. Well, Jerry just told you that maybe you need to change your idea of what appeals to you. So I took a guy who was very, very, he was a photographer, but he had no one answering him. And I read his profile and I said, well, of course, let me rechange that for you. And in probably within half an hour, he had about 14 to 20 dates. Now, he ended up, somebody saw him and told one of his old girlfriends in Facebook, and now they're together in Hawaii. So I believe it's what you put. One is you never want to put on your little blurb, and I don't think you get a big blurb on Bumble anyway. You never want to put on there what you don't want, okay? You don't put any negative, and you don't put, I want a man who's going to walk on the beach with me with my ties and this and that. You're going to get a drunk who, you know, probably has homeless. So what you want to do is put, I'm a foodie. I love Italian food. I love Greek food. And any foodie shows from the British cooking show is so me. I love good books. I love somebody who can talk and navigate, you know, anything that has to do with novels or movies. And I'm a great conversationalist and listener. Do you see how much better that is than what some people put? I don't know if that's what you put in yours, but anything that sounds good, don't make it long. Don't tell them what you don't want. Don't say, here's another one. I want an exerciser. I want somebody that keeps their body healthy. No, they usually are players. So what you want to say is, my body is my temple, and I'm very, you know, and I'm very protective of it. So then they know that you eat well and that you exercise. It's what you say. And please do not exclude everybody because they don't fit into your box. Expand your box.
I don't. I've lowered my standards to the point where I'm, you know, talking to people I have no interest in. So that's,
that site wasn't for you, baby, because you don't lower your standards. You actually raise them. Okay. Do what I say and call me back on the show and let me know how it works. Okay.
No, I'll revisit that.
Get off where you are. And by June, Jerry and I will be dancing at wherever you are, maybe a wedding, maybe not, maybe live-in, maybe just somebody that you're very happy with, and we'll meet you in Georgia. Okay?
Sounds good. All right, I'll do that.
All right.
Okay,
you call
thanks.
Us back, okay? Have a great
thanks,
holiday. Bye. Okay, guys, I am going to pick up 919. 919, you are on with the Maestros Meta. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Kay. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, did you know the other Georgia, Michelle, needs friends? So here, Michelle, Kay, maybe you can metaphysically see each other. Okay, Kay, how can we help you today?
Well, I have been on a job now for a few months that has really was not what I expected, and the short of it is the manager is just a beast and it's not working out, which I have learned that. I interviewed for a phenomenal opportunity, and I'm waiting to hear back. I truly believe it's my opportunity. In the meantime, the present job has really, I've allowed so much of this negative energy to totally impact me physically, emotionally, mentally, to the point where I wasn't sleeping. And last Friday, something just happened. I honestly thought I was having a nervous breakdown. I ended up speaking with a friend on Saturday. I prayed, and I started back journaling. I changed the way I do my meditation, and it's a miraculous change has kind of come over me. Yesterday I had a meeting with the same manager like I normally do, but I handled something completely different. I stood up to her in a very professional but poignant way, and I now feel differently when it's time to have meetings. Still not happy, but my energy is shifting. And this job that I'm waiting to hear, I've been wondering if it may have been delayed because of the energy that I have been dwelling in. So my question really is, now that I am shifting, now that I understand, do you see this opportunity coming to fruition soon?
Jar?
Well, I can give you a short answer. Yes. Next question.
Yes. I have to tell you, you mesmerized me because you're what we want everybody to see. Yes.
Wow.
I mean, this is what we talk about when we say change your thoughts, change your energy. Change the way if you don't like something, then look at yourself within yourself and change it. And you are the child or adult of that because it's within you. And being depressed and bringing heavy energy in, Jerry will tell you it has to be dispelled. And when you dispel it, you allow for other thoughts to come in, for the universe to say, okay, we now can come in and work with her because she's cleared that energy in space. So, my gosh, you're my poster child. Okay, now that I have to get off my soapbox, Jared.
Wow.
I can't add anything else because I'm only going to say what sounds obvious, which is, now that you've taken the step that you've had, which was waiting to be taken, the space has been cleared, and now other things can start to flow around you. So you had to get past that point, and now that you're past that point, everything else can start to come in. So the answer you said was yes. Next.
Yes. Yes.
A man of many words,
right? Oh, sometimes you have to drag it out of him. But then there's sometimes when he vomits it out anyway. But I have to tell you,
why use a dozen words which are not needed when one word will give you what you need? That's
perfect.
The simplicity
perfectly
of what
said.
We do.
Perfectly said.
We just use
perfectly
it's just one word. One word. Done. Thank you.
No.
Bye.
Yep.
I hate that one word thing. I like when somebody vomits out a million words. But I love his one word. And that is girlfriend. Yes. Manifest it. Put it out there. See it. Feel it.
Yes.
And that's what this show is about, manifesting, girlfriend. Yes. And I needed you to have everyone hear what you just did. So you're my poster child for today. Yeah.
Great. I listen
anyway,
to your show weekly.
You do?
So this was,
I
don't probably necessarily get in queue, but I listen because I believe that everybody, we're also connected, so there's a message behind for everyone. So thank you.
I absolutely agree with you. I even listen to my own show sometimes and say, oh, my gosh, did I say that or did Jerry say that? That's why we give them, because we hope everybody takes something away from it. It's a show about teaching. Yes. It's a show about learning from others like you, and it's about hopefully giving back to you guys. So we love you. Have a great holiday. And, sweetheart,
thank you, everyone listening,
she's our poster child. Or adult. And I don't know why I keep saying that, but I wish they would put you on the poster. Okay, have a great holiday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
blessings
welcome.
To you both.
Bye. Blessings Bye. To you, and keep moving forward, my friend. Okay, 727, you convinced me. Hi.
Come on, I feel like winning the lottery.
Honey, you did, because this meta group is fabulous. What did I call it? The Maestros of Meta. You have 10 minutes, and I didn't see your message just now. Please, Jerry, I'm handing you over. This is Buddha the cat, and she's listening. And she, so please, please know that we love you. We don't mean not to pick you up, is when I see hundreds of callers. And if you don't put it out and you don't go to chat, I can't see. So please tell Jerry what you want. Tell us what you're manifesting, and you've got us. Go. First of all, what's your name, Buddha?
Oh, my goodness. There's a raccoon outside my window. Oh, my God. Right when we're doing this call. Wow.
Well, that's Jerry. So, Jerry, this is your call.
Hi, Jerry. Hello. The raccoon is known as the generous protector. The raccoon is symbolic of somebody who is always looking after others rather than looking after themselves, and then going, when's it me? When's it my time? So the raccoon is always very much looking out and looking after others that are around, whether that's family, friends, or whatever. But now it's time for you to start to put yourself at the head of the queue. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right, go for your question,
right,
honey, because you don't have long.
Next.
Okay, so, I just recently went through a falling out with some people, and I just want to know, do you see them trying to reconcile with me, or do you see them not?
Time to move on. Shake the dust from your feet and move on to something new. My feeling at the moment,
Jerry, I'm just
going to
tell you this 1 second. I'm going to dip out for just a second. I didn't want you to say something and then you not hear me. I'm dipping out for just a second, so you've got the call. All right.
Okay. They have got possibly more issues than you can fill a warehouse with. So my feeling is that this was meant to, or they say everything happens for a reason. So for you, my lovely, I feel that this is something that was necessary in your life to give you a bit of space so you could reevaluate what or who is important to you, what or who no longer serves a purpose, and how you now need to perhaps focus on a new direction for yourself. So I will put the question back to you. What is it you want to manifest?
I definitely want to move on. I'm looking to start some new projects and things. Do you see them reaching out to me? I don't. I'm just curious.
The fact that you're curious. Is using the law of attraction, which says that you will attract them to you, because that's how it works, my dear. The fact that you're asking, will they reach out, either because you want them to reach out or
I had some problems with them last year, and they reached out again, but I'm actually hoping they don't reach out, but I'm curious if they'll try.
Well, that's the energy you should be focusing on. It's a time for you to visualize that there is a massive great wall around that they can't get over, around, or through, so that they can't reach out. To me, it sounds to me as if this is something that they need to resolve for themselves, without involving anyone else, whether it's you or anyone else, come to that matter. So therefore,
yeah.
You know, you've got to go, I don't need them in my life anymore. I need to focus on the fact that I have ambitions and aims of new projects, new ventures that I want to, you know, have really starting to flow next year. And, you know, I don't need all the aggravation. Although aggravation in life is something we can't always avoid, unfortunately, you can make it a lot smoother. So rather than wondering, are they going to reach out? It's like, no, they're not going to, because that's it. That line has been drawn. It cannot be crossed any further.
Okay. Is there anything else you see?
Sorry, go on, carry on.
Yeah, is there anything else you see coming up for me?
What's your date of birth, my dear, please?
April 3rd, 71.
April 3rd, 71, that's 14, 15, 16. Oh, there's another one. It's time to start to look at anything that is creative. When I say artistic, that doesn't mean to say painting or drawing or sculpting or anything along those lines. Something that you create that is going to use your intuitive skills as well as your human skills. I feel it's something that is also going to involve you using your communication skill a lot more. Again, this is the last 6 weeks or so of this year is about planning how you're going to do this in the new year. You have a very strong month of January, which is the big first month of the new year, but for you, it's the first month of a new life, is what my guide just says. And then the next month is March. Now, March can be quite critical because for you it's a month of balance, but it's a month of expansion. It's a month where you also need to trust your intuition more. Therefore, if it feels right, you do it. If it doesn't feel right, you don't. Are these new projects or ventures going to be money earners? Absolutely, yes. But they are starting as, obviously, like with anything, I know this sounds obvious, starting as small seeds and growing into something like a forest. So you've got a lot of skills to use, and I also feel that you're going to be learning something new next year. So this could involve some sort of study, whether it's study from home, studying something online. My guide says study, learning. So that will come in as well in the new year. So is all that resonating with you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I have to tell you, we have about 2 minutes, and 1 minute I can't go past. So I'm going to just, Jer, I'm just going to give her the card I pulled for you. I'm sorry, did I interrupt? Are you done? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, thank you so much.
Okay. So the card I pulled, and you know I don't always pull cards, it seems to show I have been, is chakra clearing. It's the lotus. The lotus is the flower of intuition or the flower of metta. So it says, by clearing your chakras, you open yourself up to profound wisdom. It's the most beautiful lotus I've ever seen. It's all pink and white with the yellow inside, which pink is for love, yellow is sunshine, or one of the strongest colors for me in the color palette. It's the sun. So when I look at this and I see you, I feel like this, what you asked about, are they coming back in? Secretly, you want them so that you can say no. But it's a longing. It's a longing. You have the subconscious, but you don't want it. It's kind of a satisfaction thing.
I don't want them
so
back.
Just don't put that out, girlfriend. I'm just telling you what I get. Not telling you what I, you know, this is what I get. So put it out there and be clear and precise about it and not wishy-washy that, oh, well, if they reach out, I'm not going to take them anyway, but I just want to know if they'll reach out. Isn't really, just don't do that, I'm hearing. Just say, for my highest good, I'm okay, and they're not for my highest good. And then you're good. You're all good to go, babe.
Yeah. They harassed me for the last 2 months. They slandered me online.
Yeah.
I I don't want to have anything to do with these people, but they, like, I don't know why, but they really want to be in my life, and it's really bizarre to me. It's strange.
I'll tell you, I have 10 seconds, and I want everybody to just bear with me for 1 second here. Yes, I have, that's called bullying, but the problem is if they have somebody to bully and they know that you're hurting by it, even though you think they don't or you feel they don't, they can pick on you so that each one of them don't pick on themselves, if you can see the concept. So just be above it all, don't care, don't read, and put it out there that go to their higher selves from your higher self and ask them, your higher self and your angels to talk to them and say, this isn't nice. Please, please stop, and let's just dissipate any energies between us in love and light, and that's what will happen, okay?
Yeah, that's what I need to do. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Well, listen, have a great holiday. We all send love and every emotion that is fun, positive, and wonderful your way. And Jerry, we are officially off the air. Jerry, real quick, because people are still listening, how can they get a hold of you the quickest way?
Website, definitely the quickest, senseofknowing.co.uk, quickest way.
Thank you, everybody. Go find Jerry. Go find everybody. I have great people on the show. And you know, my co-host is he's my teacher too. So everyone, have a great day. Have a wonderful holiday. We should be back in December with a prediction show. That's Jerry's thing. And wait till you hear what's coming in the new year for you. So just please subscribe to my channel. And until the new year, it's going to be iffy on the days that I can, you know, do a show. But I know we're doing definitely a show for December. Get a hold of our little button here and subscribe. And hopefully the new year will come with more shows. Thank you for listening. And have a great holiday. Manifest. Bye, Jer.
Bye.
And thank you.